أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون وقالوا نحن أكثر أموالا وأولادا وما نحن بمعذبين قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had depicted the picture of those who follow leaders in this world, especially in doing wrong, breaking the commandments of Allah and following the path of kufr. On the day of Qiyamah, they will blame them and these people will not take the blame. In these ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continue to speak about the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, who are the actual people or the first people to repulse and turn the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam away. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرُسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ, and we do not send in any village any nadir, any warner, illa qala mutrafuha, except that the affluent amongst them say, inna bima ursiltum bihi kafirun, certainly we are disbelievers of whatever you have been sent with. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the norm and the practice of communities and societies, that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives wealth to certain people, they take this wealth from Allah Rabbul Izzat, but together with it, it breeds arrogance, pride, haughtiness, and also a great deal of stubbornness, and hence they do not accept the haq and the truth from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This ayah in actual fact is also connected to an incident that had taken place in the time of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prior to the nubuwat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the time of Jahiliyyah. There were two people in Makkah Mukarramah who were partners in a certain business. One partner decided to leave Makkah and go away to some coastal town, and there he remained. And then the advent of the Nubuwat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taken place, and wherever he was, he heard about the Nubuwat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People started talking about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he began to communicate to that partner of his that was in Makkah Mukarramah about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amongst the questions that he asked about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that who are the people that is accepting the Nubuwat, who are the people that is accepting this Prophet, this person that claimed to be a Nabi, and the partner from Makkah continuously replied and he said, it is not the leaders of the Quraysh, but it is the commoners, it is the common people, it is those that are regarded as the lower income, those who are regarded as the people lower in status in our communities, they are the ones that are accepting, the slaves are accepting, etc. So when this continued to and forth for some time, then this person came to Makkah Mukarramah to meet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he met Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after a little discussion with Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he said to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I had been reading the scriptures of the past, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and I had found that the norm and practice of all the communities of the past was one, that whenever Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent any Nabi, then those people who were regarded as lower income, those who were regarded as commoners, they were generally the very first people to accept the nubuwat of that particular Nabi of that time. And hence, this is my observations with regards to you. But here I have come and I have seen that that was one sign, and then I have seen the other signs of nubuwat upon you. And he accepted the nubuwat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam On that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا. Then also, not only do they repel the nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they also begin to boast, and they also begin to say that we have more wealth and more offspring, more children than you. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And we will never be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you speak about this punishment in the akhirat, you speak about the general punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish us when Allah loves us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wealth, Allah gave us abundance of it, Allah gave us children, Allah gave us plenty of children, and those are tokens and signs that Allah is pleased with us, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever punish us. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself responds and he says, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبُسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. That is not the criteria by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person has the abundance of wealth, then he doesn't mean necessarily that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that individual or that person. But the rule of Allah Rabbul Izzat is simple. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, certainly my Rabb, he will expand sustenance for whomsoever he desires. Wa yaqdir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also hold back and constrain wealth from whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. And that is the will of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not having wealth is not a token that Allah is displeased with anyone. Having wealth is not a token that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with anyone. That is the priority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives to whomsoever he desires. He withholds and he constrains from whomsoever he desires. But the reality is this. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of mankind does not know this. Most of mankind does not understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not attached sustenance to the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified this one very important issue. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives as he wishes and as he wants to. Our duty and responsibility is to make shukr, to acknowledge that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to use it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that we use it, and it should not breed haughtiness, it should not breed arrogance and pride and stubbornness to the extent that we begin to deny Allah, we begin to deny the kitab of Allah, we begin to deny the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.